This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard, given on the 13th of June, 1963. The title of this lecture is Levels of Case. This tape is 66 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
And what is this? Oh, unlucky for you. Unlucky for you, the 13th. Pretty grim. June 13, AD 13. St. Hill special briefing course, and you don't need any information. You got all the information. Getting along very well. Getting along just well, just tied in knots. You know which way you're going, as long as you don't have to go in any direction. Time track is as straight as a ball of yarn that a cat's been at. Got the cases on the scale absolutely pegged. They're somewhere. I'm being sarcastic now. I shouldn't be in one of these sarcastic moods. Actually, we got it licked. We got it licked. We even have your case licked, you know? That's fantastic. But having it licked is a problem in a good rendition as far as technical is concerned. And I ought to give you a direct rundown right now of where we are at. Technically, I think that would be a very good idea. The operative processes are exactly six in number. There are six types of processes. That's the ready lot. If there are any more kinds of processes, I haven't run into them in a quarter of a century, a very hard inspection of it all. And if there are any, I've probably found them and thrown them in an ash can as unworkable or unlearnable. There have been all kinds of developments of various sorts. I read one the other day from the California Association of Dianetic Auditors and gave an auditing session, way out of session. The auditor puts on the tea kettle and says to the pre-clear, so on. Well, I personally wouldn't think that was very workable. they evidently wander about, and they don't talk about cases or anything nasty like that, and that's an auditing session. So there have been lots of developments of one kind or another. Yeah, you think I'm joking, you know. I really ought to dig out the paper and show it to you. I read it, and I said, is this a gag? You know, no, it wasn't any gag. It was very serious. Now, how far people can go to keep from confronting anything that resembles a case or a bank is how many developments there can be under the heading of mental activity or research. And this is almost limitless. Almost limitless. But in the years that have gone along, there have been certain things that worked and certain things that didn't work. And the direct processing of postulates is not included in this particular rundown. But remember that you sometimes, very spottily, can produce some rather interesting results with all rising scale processing. So there are lots of subdivisions of processes. There are lots of processes that we have had. But what it's actually boiled down to for the working kit of an auditor, and which gives the auditor direct and positive results, and which gives an auditor an invaluable alignment, is the scale of case levels which you received under programming. There are eight levels there. which I won't take up at the present moment, but this six processes happens to cover those levels. And they are the only things I know of over a long period of time which make a dent in these levels and carry them forward to an upper level. All of these processes are known, their technology is known, how you do them is known, and so on. So it actually doesn't pose a very great problem. But how well they are known and how reliably they are executed does pose a problem. Now, we will work up and develop. Red's been going around today shoving pieces of paper and questions at people. And we're actually working up here. How do you tell where the PC is in order to run what on him? In other words, we're developing old dynamometry now forward to a point where you can get an immediate adjudication on what you ought to do with a case by just giving the case a series of tests. Well, that's getting very fancy indeed. Now, lacking this data, you still can simply go up or fall back to the PC's level. You see, just with a hit or miss process or errors, so long as you know case level, so long as you know the processes that measure them. So exactly how we judge whether or not the case should have this process or not is only briefly part of this lecture. The rundown of processes is a very definite part of it. I'll give you a rundown of this this scale so that you'll have it by numbers, and you'll be getting it in a bulletin if you haven't got it already. But what you call level one is OT, and that's no time track. Nothing. He's just got potential and action and doingness and capability. And he isn't carrying a mental record of any kind whatsoever. And two, has a total time track with nothing aberrative on it, which is a highly theoretical state. If anybody could maintain it or achieve it, I would like to know about it. But that's a theoretical state, you see. Frankly, you will get, in actual fact, at level two, parts of the time track missing, and those parts that are there still under handling. That's really, it's not an absolute level. No level is absolute on this whole thing, because you can even raise level one. Now, it's quite interesting. Yes, you can raise the level of an OT. Guy hadn't got enough sense to stay out of theta traps. You can say, well, it's this way, bud. This is the way you handle a theta trap. And he'll say, oh, all right, that's good. That's a good idea. Get the idea. All right. He also doesn't know how to maintain a game so that he actually will deteriorate himself down to a level where he can have a game. See, he tries not to remain in a state where he can't have any game or communication or association, see. So in absence of knowing how to put together a game, he also is remiss. See, so the only thing really that you've got is just practice and education. At level one, that's your process. But that isn't one of the processes which is measured up here. Two, as I say, well, that's theoretically a perfect time track. And of course, that's unobtainable. That time track, long before it becomes perfect, will fold up. But we still have a theoretical level there. And once more, we're already working on it to separate the time track from the person and get him over the idea of doing this. And that all comes under the handling of engrams or facsimiles. And you've got the process for that in just blocking out facsimiles. He'll discover all if you just continue to run that process. So that's covered with no special process. And now you've got three, which is visible time track, but quite aberrated. Lots of engrams on it and so forth. In other words, it's not dubbed, but he can see his time track when it is there to be seen. And you've got that in engram running by chains, and blocking that sort of thing out. Now that process, engram running by chains, is a precise activity. The only thing I would improve in it is spotting duration. I'm having just a little bit of trouble getting the PC sit still long enough to get the duration of the incident spotted because the incident starts running off, and I've been trying various places to try to get the duration of the incident. I tried to get it before I sent into the beginning of it and tried to get them at the once I've run it through once and so forth. And I don't know quite the perfect place to get that at this particular time. Rather than badger the PC with it and cause the PC to suppress the whole incident all the time, I'd omit it. Rather than do that, or maybe it'll turn up as a flash answer. Or maybe you send him through it once and say, how long was it? But that little point is the only point I know of that isn't settled in that rundown. The rest of it's working well, extremely well. All right, that's level three, and of course that's somebody who can see the time track as it is and who can run it and who can run engrams. And then you have level four, and your level four is, for any reason whatsoever, it's just an occluded time track. Right, that's the famous Black 5 case. It's also the case with an invisible field. It's also the case with the little whirk-wucks and wuck-wucks. Now, cases below this level on harmonic, down at 7 and 8, also have invisible fields and black fields. So you can be fooled at this. Just because somebody's got a black field, there's no reason he really is a level 4, don't you see? Now, it's whether or not you can run an engram on this person. And oddly enough, you can do just that. We had somebody here the other day, it's been Black 5, never seen a picture, never had a song, never had a visual, never had anything. All gone, missing, went, threw him in the middle of the heterotrobus implants, the goal to forget, he's running with full sonic visio and everything else. Bang. In other words, there is a real level four. See? Now, what process do you have for this? Well, actually, just engram blocking out and 3N, and they overlap at that point. See, you could run either on these. Now, you can also run 3N on level three. So now let's drop a little bit lower here, and let's get level 5, and that's dub-in. Well, now dub-in is running, you start running 3-in on a dub-in case, and one minute why they're rocket reading, and the next minute they're not, and you're fumbling around, and they're getting re-stimulated, and you can't keep your fingers on it, and the next thing you know, the case is all tying up in knots, and you would be much better off to have done a repetitive process in the first place. Now, the repetitive processes, the leading repetitive processes are three in number. And you haven't heard of one of them, but just call them repetitive processes. The one that you are using and is the best and most powerful of these is the three-question process, ARC break straight wire, given one question at a time, that as a repetitive process carries all before it. Now, there's two other repetitive processes, though, which are very interesting, and one of those is duplication all by itself. What would you be unwilling to duplicate? And there's another one, power of choice, just per se, which also has considerable power. In auditing, when has your power of choice been overthrown? Interesting type process. Now, that's a whole basket load there. Now, if you were going to do and going to throw in rising scale processing, it probably would belong there, but in actual fact, it's a level one process, or most any process, if it works and if it doesn't work, and there's a lot of stuff connected with it. Because what are you doing? You're actually flipping the postulate out of the mass consistently with this thing. And although you can achieve considerable changes in the PC by doing this, you actually don't achieve case gain. So let's take a look at the difference between a process that produces a change in the PC or produces an effect on the PC and one which advances the case level. See, let's differentiate between these two things right here and now. I know a lot of processes which will produce a change in the PC. Ngram running is one of them. It'll produce a change in the PC, but will not upgrade the PC's case level. Now, that sounds like an interesting thing. Well, in actual fact, what you're doing is using the power of the process to rather overwhelm the resistances of the PC. And you can change the PC. You can alter the PC around. You can get rid of various things the PC doesn't want and that sort of thing. But does the PC ever find out you've gotten rid of them? Now, you've heard me speak of this type of case and response before. The old lady has arthritis, and you run a bunch of stuff on the old lady, and she all of a sudden doesn't have arthritis anymore. And she doesn't mention this at all. She just natters at you about her migraine headaches. Now, you haven't really produced a change in this person's attitude toward life. You haven't improved this person's reality or confront. Yeah, you haven't. But you've changed the case. And an auditor should realize that it's within his power to do that. And that only happens when you run a process for a higher level case on a lower level case. You can change the case without improving the level of the case. Now, you must know that can happen. In other words, your object is to move a person up this reality scale toward OT. That's your object, not just to make this person more comfortable or with less somatics or something. So they hurt. So what? It's the most weird thing in the world to have there are some ladies present. I'm sure some of these gentlemen have been ladies in the past. And I really can't call the name of this government department in printable English, you see. But it actually is assaulting us for doing something which I've been saying and we've been agreeing for a very long time that we shouldn't do, which is treat people and heal people, you know, and make a big thing out of sickness and health and all of this sort of thing. And they're all upset with us because we say we're doing this. But we've never said so. For years I've been saying, what the good of making somebody, you know, getting rid of somebody's wheeze? What's wrong with him is him, not his wheeze. Yeah, been carrying on about this for some time, and all of a sudden they're about to say, whoa, this is very bad because they're getting in the road of the doctors. We got to keep the doctors going, otherwise we won't get our bribes. I'm sorry, I sort of run away with myself there. But they got to live, but we don't know why. Because, frankly, it's pure idiocy to cure somebody of an illness. This is idiocy. They just go and get sick again. You talk about a thankless task. It's actually thankless, endless, does nothing for the society, gains nothing for the individual or anything else to amount to anything. This guy's got an earache. So you work like mad to get this guy to recover from this earache, see? And so you cure him from his earache. Well, great day in the morning, he has now not got an earache. Great. How to raise society heroically onward and forward. Now, if you cure his earache, if you're foolish enough to cure his earache and work in just in no direction but to cure his earache, You're working exactly against his hidden standard. And you aren't really trying to remove the causes of having a hidden standard. So what's he going to do? Next day he's got ulcers. Well, now, if you're just looking for employment, I mean, you got a medical school certificate or something and don't know what to do with it, and you want to go on forever collecting those, I don't know, it used to be $2, and then it got to be $5, and then the trade union got to work, and it got to be $10, and $5 extra for each shot. You go in now, you know, that $5 extra for each shot. The nurse just sits there, see, and she writes down, you see, and shots, 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 pills, 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 shots, pills, pills, pills. That's $255, yes, that's the bill. Well, if this is a commercial activity, and solely and completely just to provide work for the Works Progress fellows so they can lean on their shovels, yes, by all means, overwhelm the PC with an upper-level process and cure his earache. But don't expect him or anybody else ever to thank you. You see, your object is to advance the PC up this scale. Now, therefore, this puts a severe limit on the number of processes that you can run on anybody. This tells you that you had better process the PC at his level on the reality scale with the process that belongs there. And if you're not doing so, you will know it at once because the PC is not making any signal progress as a person. Now, that progress is very steep today. That progress used to be barely detectable from week to week, see? Well, it's not now. It's a steep grade. And if you don't see that steep grade happening, you know at once what you're doing. Yes, the PC is making a gain. Now, fortunately for us, that gain is expressed by your tone arm. You're not getting tone arm motion on the PC. The usual thing that is wrong is you're running a PC at one level of the scale at a higher level for the process. That's it. And you'll notice, you'll be tricked by seeing that the PC gets well and does various other things, but they're not upgrading as a PC. See, their general attitude toward existence and their communication level and that sort of thing, this isn't improving. See what the difference is here. It takes that knowledge right there to know how to apply the processes I'm giving you. All right, now let's take this level 5, which is your dub-in level. He really never gets a picture of anything that is really there. A picture is always a picture of a picture. Well, all right, now that case starts to get very, very, very critically run on your, engrams. So they make a copy of the time track as fast as you run it off, don't you see? This is like running on a treadmill constantly. Because you're never erasing anything that is on the case. You're only erasing copies of what is on the case. It won't give you any tone arm action, but you're liable to do some interesting things by accident. Accidentally clip a somatic out or something like that. And that leaves you your repetitive processes. These repetitive processes are just tailor-made for that case. Oddly enough, the repetitive processes also overlap into level 4, just above it. So your processes, then, that are indicated for that particular case and so forth, very simple. You've got your ARC process or any other of these repetitive processes that are laid down. They're all the same band. And you've got your level 5 and your level 4. All right, that's fine. Now, your ARC process also handles level 3 cases that have been monkeyed up in auditing, these repetitive processes, you see, cases that have been butchered up in auditing, cases that are having a bad run of it, or cases which have turned on a sudden chronic somatic of some kind or another that nobody can quite explain and we're not getting to easily by the techniques we are using. Well, you could, guy's case level isn't down chronically, but has done a skid. And so we can build it back up with the repetitive processes which we have. So they're good. It doesn't mean that because somebody has run, we have trouble with this. Because somebody has run on a repetitive process that he's automatically a dub-in case. See, that'll get around and so forth. And it is not true. Now let's go one level down from that. Now let's go to level 6, God help us all. And that level is the dub-in of dub-in. And there's nothing distinguishes this case from the dub-in case except the degree of franticness which the case goes into and the amount of delusion which can turn on. You see, it's just more aniten. So you're running a long way away. Now, what characterizes this case is the terrible automaticity of the bank. This case has got a fluttery bank. You can never get that time track to stay still. Now, this is not a very numerous type of case, but you'll run into enough of them and they will just drive you around the bend. Nothing bites to amount to anything because they got a time track that is in constant motion. That time track, flutter, flutter, flutter. You try to say, have you had breakfast? And they get their last 10 breakfasts, only they aren't their last 10 breakfasts. They're copies of their last 10 breakfasts. And they can't stay still. Time track doesn't stay still. They no longer have the power of remaining motionless. That's one thing that characterizes this case. And if you call it not the dub-in of dub-in, which is going, but the case of the automatically moving time track, grouped automatic time track, or something like that, you'd probably have a better diagnosis of the symptoms. Now, you try to put them in yesterday, and they go into yesterday, the day before, next week. You say, all right, what's happening here? All right, did you ever fall out of a baby carriage? This is an actual experience I had with one. Well, yes. I'm trying to run straight wire on this person. This is straight wire. I mean, just direct straight wire. Did you ever fall out of a baby carriage? Yes. Yes, I'm sure I must have. And, all right, you can recall that. Case instantly has 10 fallings out of baby carriages at 10 different times, maybe to 10 different babies. Trying to run that case through any lineal line of engram, like say, now pick up the moment you walked in the door, and they instantly pick up the last 2 or 3 months worth of doors, and then a few past life doors thrown in. They give you a copy of those things and so forth, and they walk to a plethora of chairs. Actually, they'd have to come up through blackness before they actually saw their own time track. But that automaticity of track is something that you sooner or later will run into. Don't let it break your heart. You can't even run ARC straight wire on the person, actually. See, you can't ask them to recall anything. Now, the probability is that ARC break straight wire would function on this case one way or the other and cure them of an illness and all that sort of thing. Well, you could be fooled. What actually is this case doing? This case is into an instability of bank, an instability of beingness, a terror which amounts to constant motion expressed in the time track, and so forth. Now, that constant motion may express itself in other ways physically. It's got to go, you know, they can't sit down in the chair. I mean, they can't live there. They live in 5 different hotels in 2 weeks, you see. I mean, it's
It's terrible. It's just this awful urge to get out, to not be there. Various other expressions and manifestations occur at this case level. About the only way I've made it a case level is not because it is terribly numerous, but because it's utterly baffling when you finally hit it. You say, recall breakfast. And the person can't remember breakfast. Well, that's all right. But on a higher level case, you could keep plugging at them, and they would finally remember breakfast. See? Not on this case, man. If you push them at all, they've got all the breakfast that anybody ate in London. They've got everything. I mean, it looks like 15 or 20 different projectors shining on the same screen. That case is nervous. And that is a CCH case. That is a CCH case. Remember that some processes of repetitive nature can reach down into this case and so forth. What is actually a repetitive process too far from. Now, there's something else that works on this case that would be quite interesting to you, and that is sect-checking works on this case. Prep-checking, to a lesser degree, works on the case, but sect-checking does. General O.W. works like a ball on that case. Every time they answer the question, they get of pictures and so forth. And they gradually will come out of it under General O.W. And you get beautiful tonar motion with such a case with General O.W. So that's another type of process. Of course, General O.W. is an excuse for prep checking. Don't consider it a repetitive process. It's just it's a shotgun method of sect checking somebody. Now, the overts you get off these people, the overts you get off of them may be very feathery overts. They give you on a silver platter. They give you on a silver platter the fact that they murdered their husband or something. This doesn't mean anything. This is nothing. But you can find an overt. You can find an overt. And their level of overt is liable to be very feathery, but it means a great deal when you get it off. They remember thinking a hostile thought about their mother. And gee, it produces quite a change on the case. Sect-checking does work at this level. You have to sweat like mad over it, but they will sect-check. They ordinarily are sitting in a guilt complex anyhow. OW works. Therefore, you could say the only repetitive process which is at all successful on this particular case level is OW, but that is a sect-check process. And the CCHs work on this case. So that a combination of those two probably gets you there. Now you're getting down into easy stuff. You're getting down into the easier stuff, and you get your next level of case, which is they can confront their own evaluations. You would just be amazed how much interest and absorption and so forth they would get in a mildly run CCHs, the mildly run CCHs. You know, they do the process three times and it's flat, you see, and you just coax them along with the CCHs, and you'll be surprised, man. They can talk for hours about that book, you know. I mean, somebody held up that book and they didn't really know whether or not it was. They just go on a terrific absorption on the thing. That doesn't mean that people who get absorbed in the CCHs are all at this level of case. But it does mean that this case can get interested in this. Because that stuff is awful dangerous. See? And the fact they can come that close to confronting something in present time. You've passed, you see, at the bottom rung of level 6. You have passed out of the case level that can run the bank. They can no longer run the bank. The bank is not there to be run. It's unhandleable. So you've got your CCHs there, and you run down to your unawareness. You don't have the CCHs complete at level 8. You have only reach and withdraw. Now, oddly enough, the CCHs, reach and withdraw, and so forth, will also produce action on case levels above this. They'll produce levels of action up to 6, or they'll produce levels of action up to level 5, all of these things. But what I'm talking about is the narrow shot. It would be about the only thing that can produce a reaction on these lower levels. Quite interesting. For instance, you can run some CCHs. Let me give you a difference of case levels. You can run some CCHs on a level 3. And boy, they're just about as flat, you see. They're just about as flat as an unrepaired road. And they just got chuck holes all over them, you know. The guy never did really flatten, give me that hand. He still had some cognitions on it. And he was still comm lagging on the wall, and he was still this and that. And you drop them, see. It never halts the progress of this case. You could even go that far on a level 5, and although it'd be a little more critical never to have flattened the CCHs, you see, it still wouldn't destroy the case or the ability to run on repetitive processes. But you leave the CCHs unflat on a level 7, and you have just parked them there to the end of time. That's the only thing that can be flattened on them. Now, a level 8, as I say, reach and withdraw, is simply a specialized mechanism, any specialized mechanism. You want this case to say, let's go into significance. We say to this level 8, we say, if we can say anything to him, we say, is it all right if I audit you? And they'll say always yes, because they're usually very mannerly. But boy, that's as far as it went. That's a social conversation, see? Now you say, all right, touch my right knee, touch my left knee, touch my right shoulder, touch my left shoulder, all right, touch the end of my nose. And they all of a sudden draw back from you, you know. What are you doing? Who are you? Although they would say, you see, it's all right if I audit you. Oh, yes. You sure there's nothing you dislike about me? No, no, don't dislike anything about me. You could go on like this for hours, see. Produce no reaction on this case at all. But just a few touches there. This is an E-meter, all right? Reach it. Withdraw from it. They do this quite complacently. All of a sudden, they're going to regard it with great caution. They begin to regard it with considerable hostility, and they run the whole emotional tone scale on reach and withdrawn from the back of an E-meter. Now, that case you'll also find in a coma in a hospital. And you take their hand and touch the sheet, and take their hand and touch the blanket, and take their hand and touch the sheet, give them commands each time and acknowledging, and so forth, they come out of their coma. You can take some bird down here who has been concussed in an automobile accident for quite a while, and he's been unconscious for 18 days or something like that. He'll eventually pass in his checks. You go in and you start that process of just touch and untouch, reach and withdraw. And if you keep this up, it's long and it's arduous and so forth. And remember that the same laws apply with the CCHs. The person gets the process flat, they start feeling they've been punished if they continue to run the process. So you have to take their other hand and flatten that, don't you think? And that case will come up to a point where they can communicate with you. And it's quite spooky at first. Your hand, something like this, you have to be very careful what you promise them or say to them, because they're in quite an hypnotic state. But you say, all right, now, they're dead out, see. They haven't expressed anything to anybody for a long time. You say, all right, now for yes, squeeze my hand once. And for no, squeeze it twice. And put their hand around your fingers and ask them, are you getting good treatment or do you feel all right or something like that? And you'll be startled. You'll get a squeeze. You see, they haven't expressed themselves to anybody for days, weeks, maybe. They could put them into rather easy communication. And they can go on to this signal. They'll start coming out of that That, by the way, is just two-way calm. It doesn't particularly do them any good except to put them into communication with their environment to that degree. You can go on running, reach, and withdraw and to get some two-way calm this way with them. Next thing you know, they come out of it. Well, you say, well, that's very spectacular. That's a case in the hospital, and anybody can recognize a case in the hospital. Can you recognize somebody that you can never get out of a boil-off? In this case, just boils off. That's all. They're quite rare in Scientology, but they're not rare around in the world. If you sat them down and asked them a question, they would go into a boil-off. Well, you pull your missed withholds, and they'll come out of it. And you ask them another question, and they go into a boil-off. And you pull your missed withholds, and they come out of it, and so forth. And actually, the process is working, but the case is not coming up scale. A case will only come up scale on reach and withdraw. A case is just as much Anatin sitting in that auditing chair as the guy in a coma in a hospital. You recognize some of these things about cases, and you won't overestimate a case in spite of the case's pride or something, and get yourself a hat full of losers. Well, now, this gives you a rundown of the number of processes which we have, with one exception. And that's Route 1 for Level 1. You've got old Route 1 with some ramifications, one type or another. And that's Level 1. And that gives you six classes or types of processes which are valid over all these years. I'll run them off rapidly now for you. They are the running them from the bottom up. Let's run them from the bottom up. Is your reach and withdraw is your lowest level. CCH is your next level. Sec checking is your next level. Repetitive processes is your next level, meaning ARC break and all that. Your next level up from that is 3N. Implants. Next level up from that's engram running. By chains. And your next level up from that's Route 1. And that gives you your six types of process which are capable of improving a case level. Now, please understand that you are looking for something very special when you are looking for something that improves a person's case level. Please understand that. Improves a case level has nothing to do with healing, has nothing to do with an assist, has nothing to do with any of these other things. Now, almost any case reacts. Almost any case reacts to almost any of those processes. Quite remarkable, but you can get reaction from a case. So therefore, whether or not the case simply does the process or appears to do the process has nothing whatsoever to do with whether that case will advance the case level. You're trying to promote this case from a higher number to a lower number on this case level scale. That's what you're trying to do. And if you're using Scientology for some other purpose, such as get rid of people's bunions or something like that, recognize at once that almost any usage of it follows through. Well, what is an assist but reach and withdraw? Yeah, that's the class of it, reach and withdraw. You can take the guy out to where he fell off the roof and make him reach and withdraw from the point where he landed. And he'll get over having fallen off the roof. I don't care what his case level is, don't you see? You can take almost anybody and increase their perception and so forth by running some CCHs. You can do things for almost anybody, make them feel better and so forth by running some sec checking on them. Almost anybody will respond to ARC break straight wire or these repetitive processes we're using. And you could do something with engram running on almost anybody. Pretty close. Now, what do you mean, then, by what process applies to whom? See, it's that process which raises the person's level on this case level scale. That's the process that is suited for that PC, monitored and moderated by one thing only, fastest. Economy of time enters into this. What would raise his case level fastest? You've got several choices. And you might be able to get a level 3 case with just a sporadic track, but actual track. You might be able to get them an awful long ways with ARC, break straight wire, see? You might get them an awful long ways with that process. At what speed? See, that's your difference. Well, what do you do and run a level 3 on ARC break straight wire? Well, it's always a good thing to clean up audit, and that's about all you'd use it for, don't you see? And that'd be a bad economy of time. Now, let's take 3N. Now, the usage is a 3N. You run too many implants. You run a dozen, 15 GPMs, without ever going on the earlier track or picking up any more basic or fundamental material. And you're actually wasting time from that point there on. But finding earlier material before you've run some GPMs, you're actually wasting time. See? There's two ways of looking at this thing. It's all right to go hell and back on the backtrack, but remember, why is this guy's time so loused up? You can follow out an awful lot of implants, and you can plot out a lot of implants, and it's very, very nice to find the basic implants. Yes. Well, let's run some GPMs, and then let's find the basic implants. And let's get these basics out of the road, and then let's finish up running the Halitrobis implants. Because that's where his time got loused up, and there's where his track's wrapped around the corner, or that type of implant. Because let me tell you something. The implants from 43 trillion years ago, or from that period of time area, start to speed up in number as we approach on in present time. And we take the last billion years, and boy, we're getting one about every 70 years or less. There's gates of Mars and so forth. Implants. You want implants. If you're just looking for numbers of implants, don't go early. Stick up around present time. Let's take the last few thousand years. Let's get industrious. Because, of course, everybody's gone practically potty on the subject of implants. And there's implants, implants, implants of all shapes, sizes, and general descriptions that louse up the time track and give you multiple pictures and do this and do that. And the whole Darwinian theory is taken out of one single implant. Fantastic. So there's lots of implants. Now, the earliest attainable implant for most cases, area, that is aberrative and furnishes the fundamentals for later is the Halitrobis area. Now, there are few implants of the Halitrobis type of implant that go back as far as 305 trillion. In fact, I know of some that don't look too different but aren't very complete. They go back 700 trillion. They're very scrappy, they're very minor. But nevertheless, they form a fundamental, they form a basic. But the only really thorough workmanlike job that was ever done on the implant line was the Halitrobis implant. Now, it's all right to strip implant engrams out. It's all right to kick everything out the window. It's all right to run those chains. It's all right to straighten them up. When you come back up, you'll find the Halitrobis implants will run very easily. If you don't get those out of the road, what's going to happen to all those implants between then and present time? Well, you've got to get the PC in such a shape as that this stuff just starts to blow by sight. And if you don't get the PC into that kind of condition, again, his case level won't improve. Now, case level improves to the degree that charge is removed. And if you are running a PC on process Z, and the tone arm just sits there gorgeously, nice, stable case. Tone arm sits at 4.5. The blowdowns, case really blows down. Case goes down to 4.495. You can sit there and watch the needle. It occasionally twitches. Once in a session, it drops down to 3.75 for a moment and goes back up again. PC laughed or had a coughing fit. Are you improving case level? Oh, PC is running. PC can be even fairly cheerful about things. But are you improving case level? Well, case level becomes case level by the degree of insisted and unreleased charge. That is the index of what makes that scale. It isn't because somebody is a grasshopper power thetan and somebody else is a juggernaut power thetan. We don't care about that. What's the juggernaut power thetan doing being aberrated? You could say that it's relative charge, the tolerance of the case to tolerate charge. You see this? But you still get the same factors, charge. What makes a case then occur at these levels? It's charge. We can say relative charge. How much charge can this case stand? He's got more charge than he can stand, and that's not very much charge. And Joe over here, he's got a lot more charge, but Joe might or might not be, and we just don't care about these other random factors. You just say it's just that much charge, and it puts them into these manifestations, which you find on this reality, this case level scale from 1 to 8. And as they go down that scale, you get different case manifestations, and that's all the auditor is interested in. He's getting these case manifestations. Now, unless those case manifestations change, you are not relieving charge. And if you're going to change them, you've got to relieve charge. It's as ordinary and simple as that. In other words, in order to empty a condenser, you've got to ground it. Well, without grounding the condenser, maybe you could stir this charge around, and maybe everybody got very interested in this charge being stirred around, but did it ever discharge? No. And your index of whether or not case is discharged is the amount of tone arm action which the case gets, and it's that elementary. You can run halitrobus implants on somebody who's giving you an inch RR. Every time they say one of the things, they get an inch RR. And it's a nice curled end, accelerated beginning, curled end RR. It's the neatest, prettiest textbook RR you ever wanted to see. It's just 1 inch long, and there it is. And every time they say one, and there it is, and the tone arm sits here beautifully at 3.5, and it even blows down occasionally to 3.49995. PC's very interested in all this. You getting the word now? See, PC can run the implant, obviously, and PC's very interested in all this. So what? The economy of auditing time is not there. There is no economy of auditing time because no auditing is being done. Now that tone arm isn't swishing and swapping. And now and then, you don't see this. You don't see this. You guy's going higher on that tone arm, higher, easing up, up. 5 items later, still easing up. You've gotten them RR all right, but it's sure easing up. Oh, you say there's something wrong here. No, there's nothing wrong. In case it doesn't move a tone arm while running a bank, what are you running a bank for? They finally get up here to 4-2-5, and all of a sudden, you'll see this, they say, wantably inaccurately FDA-able. Down it's going. You see that needle blowing down. Seeing a blowdown. Didn't even have to go all the way back to 3 or anything like that. It went pew, pew, pew. That's charge going. That's leaving, man. That never going to come back. Another thing, you get these fuzzy-tailed RRs. Dial-wide fuzzy-tailed RR. That's discharge. It doesn't come back at a beautiful RR at all. It starts out like a mad thing and turns into a fall. Disintegrating RR. And you'll see that, and you'll also see that tone arm start working when you're getting disintegrating RRs like that. All right, you're running a Hellotrobus implant, you're getting that kind of thing. Well, you're blowing charge. What more do you want? All right, PC says, PC's running implants very successfully. PC's running an implant, 2 implants, 3 implants. That's fine. The PC says, I think there's an earlier implant. All right, the rule is you can't stop the PC from running the earlier implant. You know, I think I'm on a pull trap before, and so forth. Oh, go run it down. Perfectly all right. Go ahead, run down his basic. Go on, run it back as far as he can go. Perfectly all right. Block it out. Watch that tone arm. You're not getting any tone arm action. What's this? Well, you're running engrams on somebody who shouldn't be running engrams. They're not getting there. They could run the Hellotrobus implants and get release charge, but they can't block out engrams and release charge. Now, how do you break this news to the PC? Well, that's your problem. You're the auditor. The PC's auditor. You don't expect me to audit your PC, do you? Yeah, that's a hell of a problem. PC wants to go back early and back early and back early. I'd say I'd be perfectly happy to take the PC back early and take the PC back early and pick up various things and so forth, but I would say I would run them minimally through things. And as far as trying to find a basic is concerned, you'd better have a very specific thing that you're looking for, or you'll just go back on to the endless grind. And watch this running engram so you're not getting tone arm actions and blowdowns, man. Watch it. Because all you're doing is stirring up the bank. PC's going to get unhappier and unhappier with you. How do you break this to the PC? I'm afraid you have to have a heart-to-heart talk with the PC. Say, now look, we'll go back now and we're going to run some more implants where we were going to getting tone arm action. We're going to finish off some of those so that we can get this earlier material blown out and discharged. How about that? Well, the PC would be very agreeable to do so. You haven't told him you must never go on the backtrack again because you don't have tone arm action on the backtrack. I don't think this would be diplomatic. I don't think this would be well received. In fact, I dare say the PC would ARC break all over the ceiling. Now, you depart from the Hellotrobus implants onto the backtrack. You know, you're blocking out engrams, you're finding earlier implants. So forth, you're getting big blowy tone arm action. You're getting tone arm action of one kind or another. As you do this, you're seeing these things every once in a while go, pew, and that sort of thing. Well, go ahead. You'll actually take so much charge off the back track that the Hellotrobus implants will start blowing out up the front. see? But the Helitrobus implants and none of these modern implants will blow out unless you're blowing charge off. Another thing, you're going to run some ARC break straight wire on a PC. You're going to run this on the PC. That's dandy, you're going to run this. No tone arm action? We assume you've already tried 3N and couldn't find a goal. No tone arm action? Well, give it a chance. Tone arm action has to run in on a case. Sometimes takes a couple of sessions to run some tone arm into the case on ARC break straight wire. Remember that. You sometimes will sit there with great disappointment seeing no tone arm action on ARC break straight wire at first run on a PC you'd think should have it. And all of a sudden, wonderful news, the tone arm action starts moving in on the case. You run the tone arm action into it, and you run the tone arm action back out of it again. But let's say you got no tone arm action even after a good test of this. PC's happy with the process, you understand, apparently changing the PC, and it's giving him some addicts or something. But you're not getting any tone arm action on this thing. Well, you can drop back, can't you? You can drop back to sec checking, CCHs, that sort of thing. Because sure as the devil, you're going to find enough engrams relating Scientology to find no case gain on the PC. It's that kind of thing that's holding up the parade. If they're that bad off, you can always go on downscale and run reach and withdraw on something. Well, let's not say that you've been so stupid as to make an adjudication of starting out to run engrams on somebody who did nothing but sleep in the auditing chair. Now, it's better to start low and run high, that is to say, to underestimate the PC's ability than overestimate it. Always better. Because you start a PC going on running engrams and then drop them back into running Helitrobus RIs and then drop them back into running ARC break straight wire and then drop them back to sec checking and then drop them back to the CCHs and then sort of start them in on reach and withdraw. I think along that line they would have had a few loses. I think their confidence would have been interrupted. So it's always better to start them low and push them higher. Now, if you can get tone arm action on the Helitrobus implants, boy, you better run some implants. Now, the PC says I'm going early. By all means, he spotted something early. By all means, let him go early. You get no tone arm action blocking out engrams earlier, and you sure better acquaint the PC with this fact. Now, there are six types of processes and their uses on various cases. It has to do with programming. The variable that you're confronting here is the ability of the case. That's the variable from the auditor's viewpoint. Ability of case to rise up the scale. That's that ability. Not necessarily just the ability to run the process. So you've got to estimate that one. And that to you is a variable. But when I tell you that the person has to blow charge on any process he runs, has to feel better on any process he runs, of course, the lower the process, the slower you'll blow charge. You recognize that too. It will help you a great deal. And until we produce a machine which you insert the PC's Thetan in, press three buttons, and it says, far, 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 you see? Until we do that, you will make errors with this. Inevitably, you will make errors. So don't try to be perfect, just try to be effective. Okay, now, whenever your case is being run in the direction of up, the case will forgive almost anything you have done anyhow, so don't even worry about the consequences of it. Your job is to remove charge, which immediately raises the PC's level on that scale. You can do that, and if you aren't doing that, you're just turning in a lot of no auditing and a lot of hard work, which all amounts to nothing. And that is the way to produce fast results on a case. Now, there's many a case will contest with you, particularly level 5 cases, level 6 cases, will go into violent rows with the auditor on the subject of being underrun. Quite interesting. We just had one leave the hall a moment ago. Because he realized he was being underrun by his own estimation. Let me tell you this. They get into violent upsets on them. Because the lower the case, the more they estimate their ability. They take social pride. It's not as though they're there to be audited at all. They apparently have an entirely different mission, which is to show off to the auditor. There seems to be something social about what a person is audited on, which is quite interesting. And that is status. Status-seeking has come to auditing. Now let's let tone arm action come to auditing, and I think we'll all have won in the long run. Thank you very much.